Welcome back to the Reality Served Real podcast. We're your hosts, Christina and Abby, and today we are coming to you with a pretty exciting episode about the challenge and Survivor. Well, really, I guess the challenge isn't too exciting right now, but I thought it was still a really important episode. This episode was very, very Derek heavy, and it focused a lot around his sister who passed away from self-harm, and her birthday was on the day of the elimination, and there was it was a very, very touching episode, and I think it could have from I listened to Derek on the Official Challenge podcast and also Bananas podcast. And I think they could have made it even more touching than they did if they would have included some little details, but maybe it would have been, I don't know, too far outside of their audience reach, or I'm not sure, but I can, I guess. So he said
Yeah,
that
I heard people calling it boring, but I kind of enjoyed it because it was deep and
it was very deep, I thought. So he said on the Official Challenge podcast that Cara Maria, she has like horse tarot cards that she brought with her, and everybody, well, their little group would be doing the tarot cards all the time and whatever. And there was one, the horse angel, that Michelle kept getting, and it meant that like somebody was watching over you. And he at one point got like frustrated and was like, and this was like right that week before he left, and was like Brianna, I think it was his sister's name, why are you not like showing up for me or whatever? And the next time that they did that, he got that card. And he was like, oh, okay, like you are here. I just, like need to watch for the signs. And then something about getting like an owl card or something, or maybe I'm not quite sure, but he kept there was like a symbolism of an owl, and he's like trying to figure out why he keeps seeing this owl or whatever. And after Derek won the elimination, there was a white owl that came into the elimination ring and flew around and then left. And it was the only owl that they saw the entire time that they were in Vietnam. And he thinks that was his sister. And I think that that's just like the cutest story.
Oh, wow.
So obviously I gave my MVP to Derek.
Yeah, same.
I think that's a very obvious choice there. But yeah, I agree with you. I thought this was a really, really, really deep episode. It was a good episode. And I thought the challenge wasn't terrible. They had to hot wire the car, and then it goes over the cliff. And one thing I thought was really interesting too that Derek said was that they obviously, because the car crashes, each had a different car for each person, and that for like safety reasons, after they were like flown off the cliff, you saw them like hanging there right before that they dropped
Right
from the
before
harness.
they dropped, yeah.
So they were hanging there the whole time that they got the car out of the water, and then
Oh
they
my
dropped.
God. And
So
then they had a swim after that.
and then they had to swim after that. Yeah,
I
but
wonder how long
they
they were hanging
couldn't
there,
drop them.
20, 30 minutes?
But they couldn't drop them on top of the car for safety
Yeah.
reasons.
So did he
I
say
don't
how
know.
long it took to get each car out?
He didn't say no. But I thought that was really interesting, especially because it's like a timed thing. So they would have to like stop the time, theoretically, because it's going to take a different, it's not going to take the same amount of minutes and seconds for each car to get retrieved.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I feel like it was very it was kind of a cool looking challenge as far as like the action type challenges go.
Well, no wonder the sun went down.
Yeah, right.
Probably took forever because when he announced the winner and losers, it was dark, so.
So I thought, yeah, I love those little behind the scenes things. I like being able to listen to at least like a podcast or two before I podcast with you guys, because then I can, say this kind of thing.
Yeah. That's interesting little tidbit.
So Tori wins this challenge, but I still gave her my LVP
Why?
for peeing herself.
Okay. When did she pee herself?
After the challenge, she gets out of the water, and I think it was Jordan, maybe. Somebody's like, "Are you peeing
You
now?" And she was like, "Yeah."
Yes, I rewinded that 3 times because they all started laughing. I'm like, what is someone asking her? It was TJ, I think. No, because TJ was up on the thing. I thought he said, even after watching it 3 times, I'm like, what is so funny? She goes, yeah. I thought they said, are you okay?
No, she was peeing herself.
Why didn't she just do that in the water?
I don't know, because she was trying to keep going.
While she was swimming, just let it go as you're swimming.
I don't know. That's what I would do for sure. But I guess she like held it until she got out of the water, and she couldn't stay in the water to pee after she was done swimming, because that's the time doesn't stop until you're out of the water.
That is so funny because I'm glad that you're telling me that because I literally rewound it 3 times. I'm like, I heard a question, but I didn't make it out. And I hear her go, yeah, and then crack up. I'm like, okay, what did
Everybody
they
was
ask
laughing.
her?
Yeah, no, it was because Tori peed herself and like so
Oh, so I
like
rewinded it again and again, and all I was getting was, I thought, are you okay? And I'm like, I don't get what's so funny about that, but obviously they didn't. But he said, are you peeing? Oh, God. Okay. I don't know. This one was a hard LVP for me because I really liked Kara this episode, but she pisses me off with her swimming after this many years. And then the other thing, like, I gave it to Corey, but it was hard because, I mean, damn, that was his fourth time in the thing, you know? So, and Derek just had an amazing strategy, but I ended up giving it to him.
I don't think anybody would have beaten Derek in that.
No.
That was, I mean, and even TJ said at the end, like, that was executed perfectly, flawlessly. He really did have someone watching over him for sure. I mean, and like winning, oh man, that was just
It's
such a
so
great.
been very impressive.
You know what I thought was weird about the Burger King portion of this, though?
What? That they're hyping up such a disgusting fast food restaurant?
No. No, because Burger King has been a sponsor before, so I know that they obviously like have some kind of partnership. But it's that they had a great opportunity to for Burger King to promote here, and they didn't take it. And I don't know if it's because they didn't know. It very well could have been because they didn't know. But if they didn't know, then like, I'm sorry, but you're not a very good partner.
Oh,
So
like a Burger King ad, like w
no, not
combined with a challenge or what?
okay, so no, but like when they're eating Burger King, well, I mean, Burger King being in this and being a sponsor and then eating it is an ad inside of the show.
Yeah.
But what they should have done, so at one point they showed Tori like stuffing her face with fries.
Fries, yes.
Why the fuck did they not promote the fact that Tori, a vegan, is there and Burger King is, I don't think it's one of the only, but I mean, not a lot of burger places, fast food burger places, have an impossible burger, but Burger King does.
Yeah. Oh,
Why
okay. I
wasn't
get where
Tori like,
okay.
so why wasn't Tori like, oh my God, I can eat Burger King. They have this impossible burger for me. That would be such great ad placement.
Yes. That makes sense.
I mean, I guess like that, that's the advertising major in me. Because that is literally what I have a degree in, and so that's why I
Yeah.
like that. But I'm like watching this and I'm like, this was the perfect opportunity. Why are they not talking about the fact that they have Impossible Burgers and there are people that are vegan on this show? I mean,
That's a good point.
I guarantee you Tori ate an Impossible Burger. There's no way that she just ate fries. I guarantee you they had an Impossible Burger there for her.
Yeah, they dropped the ball on that.
That's my gripe. That's my gripe. They and like I said, like if you don't like, it's probably an ignorant thing. Like they didn't make that part of the deal, but because it is an ignorant thing, that doesn't make it, you know, like you should know your partners better.
Yeah.
Like literally, there's like vegan portions of eating challenges now. Like you should know that they're. That should have been part of the deal. Yeah, we'll do this for you. We'll give them each 5K. But also, when they're having their thing, she has to mention that she's eating an Impossible Burger. That's part of the deal. Like, what? I don't. Whatever. Whatever. Huge missed opportunity. Another thing that happened this episode was that Tori said she thinks that if she wins season 40, that she would be on the female Mount Rushmore.
Oh yeah, I should have given her LVP for that comment.
So I don't think that she is close to the. I think, okay, so I think that in order to be on the female Rush Mount Rushmore, I think that challengers need to do different things to get there. Okay, let me straighten my thoughts here for a second. First of all, the challenge gods showed us their female Mount Rushmore of Laurel, Emily, Evelyn, and Cara Maria. First of all, what do you think of those four?
Emily should not be there.
That's what I think too. I think Cara Maria is there. I think Laurel is there. I honestly haven't seen Evelyn, but if that's like the OG that they are choosing to represent, I know Alan Aguirre said that he thinks she's the best female competitor of all time. If she deserves to be there, I'm fine with her being there. Emily, I don't think is there yet, personally. I think if Emily wins season 40, maybe. If she can win in this like newer era, maybe. But I don't think that she's.
Emily definitely not, and Laurel would be my second one
Potentially take off.
to potentially take off, because I would put Evelyn 100% needs to be on there, and Cara Maria, and then I know this is controversial since she hasn't been on in a while. I think Coral would need to be on there. And then either Veronica or Rachel, probably.
So what I think is that fourth spot, we'll say the fourth spot, I think that's something that someone could still, I don't think that there's like a clear person that goes there yet.
No,
I
I
think
agree.
if
And
Tori wins
Coral.
40, I don't think she's there. I
No,
think
and
if she
Coral will
wins
never be there
3,
because she
because
stopped
she
way too
accepts
early.
calls, according to Gamer, because she accepts calls and then ghosts them.
Yeah, and she just left way too early. I mean, she just wasn't on long enough. But man, she brought it all, the competition, the entertainment, she was amazing.
As far as Tori goes, do you agree with me that if Tori wins two more, if she th wins three and she's a three-time champion, do you think she deserves to be on? If she wants
Not
to,
really. I
no.
don't. Listen, here's my thing. Not really in this era because Kara and Evelyn, they kind of did it by themselves. They did it with everyone, most seasons with people against them. Tori's had this cushion for so many seasons. So that's not as respectable to me. Like Evelyn and Kara were.
She did have, I think people are forgetting that prior to the Vacation Alliance, there was a time po that people were very against her. Like, to the point where, like, Jordan and Tori threw themselves into eliminations on War of the Worlds 2 so that they could go to the other team because their team was so against them. Tori hasn't always been some, like, she has been in very recent seasons since the Vacation Alliance formed. But prior to that, there was like an entire like 5 seasons where her back was up against the wall.
Yeah, and she didn't win any. And Kara and Evelyn have won with their backs completely against the wall. So if she had won one of those, maybe.
That's true. Okay, I like that point. My Rachel point, I think she's a contender too. And I only mentioned Tori because she's the one that said it, so we've got to talk about her, right? But Rachel,
I
I.
mean, there's no denying that Tori is a beast. I mean, she's great,
Well, and
but.
she, this I think has really proven that this season in particular, where all we had all of these 17 of the 20 female competitors were champions, and when we got to the individual portion of this season, I saw a stat that said she has won 4 out of the 7 daily challenges. She keeps beating Jenny. She keeps beating Rachel. She keeps beating Cara Maria and Laurel and. I mean, it's like Cara Maria has won one. Rachel has won one. Jenny has won one. They've all won one besides Tori, and she's won four. So I really do think that she is on her way, but I don't think she's close to being there.
And I don't remember who wins this season. I don't even remember who gets to the final. Well, there's only eight. How many
We
people are
actually
left?
like,
How many people are even left? Nine now?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't even remember who's competing in the final.
Yeah. So we can talk about that if you want, but not now. But okay, so moving, I'm kind of trying to move on to Rachel here.
Oh, sorry.
I think no, that's okay. That's okay. I think Rachel is one of the other ones that I think that she's in the conversation like heavy, because she is from the beginning and she has made a return. She's, done All Stars 4 and now she's done season 40. And I think she would do more seasons if the timing was right for her. I don't think that she's going to be on every single season, but I can see her being like an Amanda, never doing back-to-back seasons type of thing.
Oh, what about Ashley?
I think Ashley's also in the conversation.
Yes.
I
God, I
think.
just totally blanked out on her. What? Yeah. Ashley needs to be there before Emily, 100%.
I think all of Ashley, Veronica, because people are talking a lot about Veronica's political game, putting her up there, and Rachel, all three of them, I think if they get one more win, they're there.
So I think Veronica, Rachel, and Ashley are all before Emily.
I
They're all
agree.
before Tori,
I agree.
personally.
Well, that's why
Laurel.
I say I think Tori needs two more wins. Like Ashley, she's like kind of like similar lines to Ashley as far as like I think in order for them to be there, they need three. I think
Yeah.
Veronica and Rachel, they have both have wins, but their wins are so long ago. I actually Rachel only has one win, right? And Veronica has three. Is that right?
Yeah, and I think those are more team too. Like you,
Yeah,
we have
exactly.
to look at that. Like Kara and Ashley were both individuals, or both of Ashley's kind of were. I mean, she won with Hunter, but I mean, whatever. She, you know.
I don't think that that was. If she won, they wouldn't have won that if Hunter wouldn't have won the eating portion of that.
Yeah,
So
but.
I didn't say that that was individual.
Well,
I'm not
not
taking
individual,
that
but I'm
win
saying
away
she
from her,
ended
but
up
it wasn't.
taking the money. But I mean, still, she won with just one person. Like, back in the day when Rachel and Veronica were doing it, it was the team stuff, right?
Why I think they need a win in the modern era to solidify that. I don't think they need, like, Veronica's already at three, Rachel's already at one. I don't think Rachel needs to get to three to be on there, but I do think she needs another win. And it doesn't need to be 40. It can be 42. Like, it doesn't, like, I do think that she needs another win.
Yeah.
But that's just my opinion. But yeah, I think all of those people are contenders, but I think there's a lot of people that are contenders for that fourth spot. Did you have any quotes this episode?
I had just a couple. I had somebody asked Cara Maria, "Do you need water?" It was after her swim. She goes, "No, I've had enough." And then, okay, one, it wasn't even a challenger, but Cheyenne, that conversation cracked me up. How are you still even there? Don't be gone a month and a half and come back a loser.
That one too.
They are so cute. Like, how are they not together?
I know, right?
So disappointing. And then pretty much all of Derek's confessional and talk, and when he said, it broke my heart when he said, I didn't ask. You know,
About
he's like, oh, ask people how they are doing. He's like, I didn't ask. And he had seen her that one day, and then the next night is when he got the call. I don't know, that just hit me. I didn't ask. Ask people. Call and check on people. And then I did like Kara saying when, you know, about who's Derek gonna pick, and she's like, the only person who is gonna save me is myself. And I like that she's so aware of that, because Jenny was being such a baby. I saved Derek halfway through the season, you know, 10 episodes ago or whatever. And,
Well,
you
and
know,
she had just thrown him into the last.
I know, and she expected something. And Kara was, even though it's Derek's best friend, she's like, ultimately, I'm the only one that's going to save myself. And she told it, she didn't even want to put the pressure on Derek. She's like, Michelle's been there. Like, I'm good. I'll see where it may be a bad game decision, but I like that she was taking accountability. Like, I'm the only one that can save me, when other people like Tori and Jenny are like, you know.
Well, I totally agree with that. That's a really good point. I think a lot of people don't realize too. I think maybe it was Derek who said, or maybe it was like Cara Maria on an Instagram story, I can't remember. But one of them said that Cara Maria, Michelle, and Derek were like the closest in the house at this point.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's a hard decision to make. And she's right, Michelle has been down there like a lot. So I don't fault her. I had a quote from Derek. He goes, I don't know if you guys know, but I used to spend some time hot wiring stealing cars. So these guys have a lot. No, I'm just kidding. So that was super funny. Corey, I really, really loved this line. He said, I promised myself when I became a dad that I'm going to be that dad, and I am that dad. I love that. Good
That
for
was something else I like about this episode. I know Corey talks about his kids a lot and the family. And maybe he's talked, I think he's talked before about not having dad, but I liked hearing that too. He was like, because, you know, a lot of people who don't have a dad or a mom or whatever, not everyone, but they don't have that mentality as Corey had. So I really liked that line too. And I liked him sharing that stuff. Like, I need the money for these kids. He had a different spin on it this time. Like, I want to be a champion for my kids. Like, I don't care if I've won four eliminations. And the line you just said, I thought was pretty, pretty poignant. So.
Yeah. I agree. I also had what you said about Cheyenne, which just is like such a testament to her as a person. Obviously, you can tune in and see her on Teen Mom, but I would love if there was ever like a season of people that have only done a couple challenges, if they had a Battle of the New Champions too, I would love for them to bring back Cheyenne.
I don't know. She just was always adorable.
Great
She's
TV.
so cool. She's just so cool.
I mean, obviously she's great TV and MTV loved her so much, and Corey, but if it wasn't for her too, you know, that they put her on Teen Mom, and they're the only people in all of MTV universe to get onto that show after being cast on a different show prior.
Yeah, and she wasn't a teen mom.
No. But neither was Bristol Palin, which they joined at the same time.
Yeah, that, but she didn't last.
Right. But I mean, only I feel like only because like they wanted people the same age, around the same age as the other girls. So obviously, because they're not going to put like 16-year-olds on to replace Farrah.
Yeah.
So that's why, is because Farrah got fired. Then my other quotes, Derek says, "I think the challenge gods, I'm not having to wrestle this man because he's huge." And then for Corey, he says, "I've been channeling my inner puzzle king all season long. Let's go, baby." And I just had to put that because I've given him a couple puzzle king quotes already, so I'm just gonna keep with my theme because he's trying for it. He didn't make it, but he's trying. And Michelle, she had a great quote about Derek. She says, "I think people have considered him this sort of underdog this whole time, but really there is someone that is not an underdog, but a dog inside there, and I think he deserves to prove that to us."
Did Jordan say that or Bananas?
Michelle said that.
Oh, Michelle said it. I don't know. Bananas said something great about him. Jordan said something great. I was really glad they were really giving him his very, very deserving props. So.
I agree. My last one is from Rachel, and the only reason that I put this one, because it's not like a great quote, but it just like is the sentence that encapsulates what happened, and she just said, "This is an absolute showcase of how to do an elimination." So just all the props to Derek on this one. I can't give you enough MVPs, or yeah, he's just that was, this was his episode for sure, and I'm so happy that he was able to have his episode, like his episode, you know, was like such a personal one to him, and it wasn't just like, I don't know, like this superficial, we're giving him the spotlight and this is his episode, like his episode with Rachel, if that was his episode where they like had the LGBT montage, like that was great, but like this was him, this was deep.
Yeah.
You have any final thoughts about the challenge?
I mean, I get why people said it was kind of boring. I mean, there wasn't like a whole lot of stuff going on, but as far as like, any big drama or, I thought it was interesting. Banana said about Corey. He's like, Corey's like a used car salesman. He'll tell you anything you want to hear. But this season, his social game is just not his usual,
Well, I don't think Corey really is known for his social game by any means, but he didn't have any of his alliance there besides Amanda, and they don't consider each other an alliance, more like guilty by association type of thing.
And that didn't work out well, so.
No. Like, no one needed to be for both of them. For real. Hunter would have been a great one to bring back this season too, but that's okay. Moving on to Survivor then. This was quite the episode. Not my favorite episode. A lot happened though. So going back to the final tribal council of Andy flipping and Operation Italy going down afterwards, Sue and Caroline and Rachel are obviously like, not Caroline, she's not there. Teenie, Sue and Teenie and Rachel are all like super upset that Caroline got eliminated and they're pissed that Andy flipped. And Andy tells Teenie that it was like this last minute decision at Tribal Council that he thought was like best for his game, blah blah blah. So he's like lying about it, obviously. Andy and Genevieve and Sam are and Teenie are all talking about what a threat Rachel is. And what they don't know is that Rachel is like nearby when they were talking about it and heard everything that they're saying. So Rachel has an idol and they don't know it. So she also has a block of votes. So they're like more concerned about this block of vote because everybody knows about that. And for some reason, like nobody thinks it's even a possibility that she could have like two advantages. And so she hears all of this and all this chatter about her. And so she's like obviously like the most well equipped out of everyone. They have two tribal councils this episode. We kind of have like a two-part finale here. And so we go from 6 to 4. So in the first immunity challenge, Genevieve wins. And she also, it's also a reward challenge. And Sam tells Genevieve not to pick him, which they've had an alliance for the last several weeks. So he says that like he just ate, like there are people that haven't eaten. And so she picks Sue and Teenie, which is interesting because they've been kind of working against each other for the last couple of episodes. So I think it was good for her to kind of get in there and potentially try to rebuild some of these relationships closer to the end. At least I think that's what she was thinking. So everybody at, are talking about how they want to get Rachel out. And Teenie opens her big mouth and tells Sue about Genevieve's idol. Well, Genevieve's idol is fake. So for Genevieve, this is like great because now nobody wants to get her out because they think that she has an idol. So when we get to final for to final to tribal council, everyone says that they are voting for Rachel. And it's this like really big, like everybody openly tells Rachel that they're voting for her. She is winning. They have like this, like before tribal council, they have this like funeral for her. And it's like she's leaving, but she knows she's not leaving because she has an idol. To the point where like Andy has this conversation with her where he pretty much lays out his entire game and he lays it out to her because he thinks she's going to the jury and he wants him and wants her to tell the jury like all these little things that were like his. And because everybody's like so convinced that like this is it, Rachel's going home, right? Genevieve won immunity. So at this point, they're Rachel ha knows she has an idol, so her and she tells Sue because Sue's looking for an idol. So at this point, whoever Rachel and Sue want to get out is who's going to go out. So Rachel plays her idol, and everybody votes for her besides her and Sue, and they decide to get Andy out, and they decide to get Andy out instead of Sam because of that little speech. And that little talk that Andy and Rachel had, and Rachel even says to him at the end when he's leaving, you really were convincing, just not in the way you thought you were.
Who said that, Andy?
Rachel said that to Andy after getting him out. She said to Andy, you really were convincing, just not in the way you thought you were. Because he thought that he was making like his final argument because she was leaving. But really, by telling her all of that, it made her change her vote from Sam to Andy because she realized that Andy, if he made it to Final Three, did have a really good story and a chance of winning.
Shit.
Yeah.
So, because Rachel didn't tell anyone about the idol.
She told Sue, but not until the very last day when Sue was looking for an idol and she needed one more person to vote with her to get somebody out.
Okay, so her and Sue were gonna vote for
Sam.
Sam. Well, how did she pass on to Sue that they were switching it to Andy?
They didn't show it, but she just obviously told her.
But at Tribal, she must have told her.
Or right before, on their way to, I don't know.
Oh, but when did Andy say his speech? During Tribal?
No, before. It was
Oh.
just Andy and Rachel one-on-one.
It. Okay. So yeah, she told him for. Oh. That's good though. That's a good line. You were convincing, just not the way you thought you were.
She
So
actually
she
had
blindsided everyone.
what I think was the best quote of the season. What I've seen on Twitter is maybe the best top five best Survivor quotes of all time. At Tribal, before she presented her idol, she said, "The only thing better than attending your funeral is knowing that you'll be waking up the next morning."
That's good.
Because they literally had a funeral for her. And then, yeah.
So she,
She
they
played it
were,
off. And she played it off.
so she really, they, but they told her she was going.
Yeah.
So they were up
If
front, like,
she,
we're
like,
going.
it was literally like, if you don't win immunity, you're gone.
Damn.
Because she had a block a vote and nobody knew she had an idol, and everybody assumed there was no way she could have two advantages.
That's good. If she makes it to the final, she could win.
So then we have like Genevieve versus Rachel, and both of them kind of think that the other person is standing in their way of winning. And it's not like Genevieve versus Rachel, like catty fight. It's like one of us is going type of thing. So we get to the immunity challenge and Rachel wins immunity again for like the
Oh.
third or fourth time or something. It's crazy. She's on
Is
it.
she likable too?
Yeah.
Like, she is
I like
likable.
her. So Sam at this point realizes that it's either Genevieve or him, basically. And so he tells, because it's Rachel, Sue, and Teeny vo voting in Genevieve and Sam, right? And so, but they have like the majority, since Andy got eliminated. And so he tells Teeny that Genevieve's idol's fake. He helped her make it. And all about Operation Italy and whatever. So then Teeny goes and confronts Genevieve about it. And Genevieve at this point kind of feels like she doesn't have a choice. And so she tells Teeny that her idol is fake. So Teeny feels like Genevieve has been kind of jerking her around since Keyshawn got eliminated, which was like pre-jury. So Teeny's like, all right, this is my chance. Rachel won immunity. We're getting Genevieve out. And so we get to Tribal, and there is not one person who knows that this person has an idol, and that's Sue. and Sue plays her idol here. And it's like kind of I've been seeing controversial that she played her idol here. Should she have played her idol to ensure that she made it to the final four, or should she have kept it and showed it at Final Tribal, even though she couldn't, this was the last time she could play it.
Yeah, that's what my mom
I
said. It
don't
was
think
the
it really
last time.
matters.
Yeah, my mom said it didn't. So my mom, I must have been wrong about what my mom said. Maybe she did know Andy went because she told me that Sue played her idol. People didn't know she had it, and but it was her last chance to play it.
So I don't think it really matters that she played it or not, personally. I think I would probably play it just to play it. I don't know. Maybe that's not the right
But
winning.
did she know Genevieve was going?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
And so, yeah, Genevieve was eliminated.
So are the final four all women?
No, Sam.
Oh, Sam's a guy. Okay.
And yeah, so Sam, Teenie, Rachel, and Sue are left.
And which is the one y'all don't like, really teeny?
Yeah, I can't stand Teenie, but at this point I'm like kind of fine with her making it to the final three just because she's not gonna win, and she's already in the finals, and I wish she would have been eliminated weeks ago. But she's still on my screen, so she might as well be there just to give the other person mo more votes and like less opportunity of splitting it. Because if Genevieve, Rachel, and Andy were the final three, I think there's like a way bigger chance of splitting votes up. If Rachel doesn't make it to the final three, I feel like I don't really know who's gonna win because we have Sam, Sue, and Teenie left. I really don't think Teenie is winning. I think Sam has an argument, but I think Sam's argument is more probable because of the people who are on the jury. I think he has close connections. I think Sue also has close connections, though. And when she reveals that she's 59 years old, which she's been saying she's like 40 something this whole time, I think people will be not surprised, because I think people do kind of think that she's older than she says she is, but also I don't know, I think they'll like respect it to a certain degree once she like explains it. And I think people like have this spot soft spot for older players, kind of like Ambler. I personally I think it's an unpopular opinion, honestly, but I personally think if Rachel doesn't make it, if she somehow gets out at Final Four, then I really think that Sue has a chance. But I also think I don't know. I am seeing online, I don't think that that's a popular opinion, but I just don't see it being Teenie or Sam either.
Well, since I'm not watching, I'm just relaying what my mom said, she kind of has your same thoughts
Okay.
that that Sue could possibly win because she's done such a good job for her age group, and that's not really that
Like the
common.
mom, you
That's not
know?
common anymore, you know?
Yeah. I don't know, but I do think she has at least a chance. And then she did have the idol that nobody knew about. She did, you know, and it was the red paint idol at that. There was red paint everywhere and no one knew who did it. That's insane. I did have a couple other quotes this episode. Andy says, "Teenie is feeling like I have Genevieve and Sam in a grand conspiracy to take over the game." That is true. But no, we can't let her believe that. And then Genevieve, she says, "I mean, I should be thanking you." Okay, so this is about Teenie telling Sue about her idol. She says, "I mean, I should be thanking you. This is amazing for my game. Great job. Keep it up. I'll give you a refill here," talking about like getting her more drunk. "Tell her more about how real my fake idol is." And then Rachel, she says, okay, so to Andy, when during their talk, she says, your superpower is that the way you move around the world is just a little careless, genuinely, and because of that, people underestimate you. And then at final trial, what?
Who said that?
Rachel, about Andy. And I think that that's so true about him, and that's why I put it as one of my quotes. Your superpower is that you move around the world like a little carelessly, genuinely, and because of that, people underestimate you. Obviously, I had the quote of the season from Rachel. The only thing better than attending your funeral is knowing that you'll be waking up the next morning. And the last one they had also was that final tribal council. Sam says about telling Teenie that Genevieve's idol is fake. He says, if you want information out there, tell Teenie. It'll get out there. So those are my quotes. And I guess kind of my thoughts on this episode. Two of my favorite people were out, so obviously it wasn't my favorite episode, but I mean it's the finale. It's gonna happen. We're in a two-part finale right now. Jumping forward to next week, we only have one episode, maybe two. I'm not really sure what we're gonna be talking about next week. We'll see. We have the finale for Survivor for sure. And then also it looks like there is an All Stars 5 sneak peek that's premiering on MTV. And I don't know if it's like a full episode or not. It kind of looks like it is a full episode, like one of those pre-episodes. So if that's true and it's not like just like this 10-minute thing, then I think we can definitely talk about All Stars 5 next week too.
I just saw a tweet that said, well, I guess 40 is airing a new episode next week, so no All-Stars preview.
Oh, really? I thought
I don't know
it was.
I don't know how accurate that is,
I'll have to
but
look at my TV guide then, because I thought that the Challenge 40 wasn't coming back until after the holidays, like until January. So we'll have another episode this week, and then we'll be off until for the rest of the year, until there's new episodes again. But yeah, we'll see. But I was thinking about it too, and I was like, gosh, like they didn't time this very well. Like they should have just started the season like a week early. We're almost at the final. But then thinking about it, like we're probably gonna have another daily and then another elimination, and then we're probably gonna have like a two-part final, and then we're probably gonna have a two-part reunion. So we probably have like five episodes left.
Yeah.
But that is, it's really silly that we're getting such a long break before. I don't know. I think I would rather. I don't know. Would you rather know who the people are going into the final before this Christmas break, or would you rather have it just leave right now? I don't think it really matters to me. I would rather get pumped and have an All-Stars episode next week, personally.
Yeah, I'm ready for a change of pace. Hey, since I was just on Twitter with that, I feel like Twitter's listening to this podcast. So listen to this. Someone posted my female challenge, Mount Rushmore. It may sound familiar to you because these were the four that I said: Evelyn, Cara, Maria, Veronica, and Coral.
Okay.
Somebody agrees with me. I said
Yeah.
Veronica slash Rachel, but
Yeah.
yeah, that's interesting. Okay.
That's a good one. Okay. I love that.
I'm glad someone else is saying something about Coral.
Yeah. I mean, I think that Coral is a great option. I just think that she, like, if she would have not backed out of Dirty 30 and she would have appeared there, sure. Because then she would, like, be in the mix
Yeah.
with some of these like newer. I mean, the challenge has been on for 40 seasons, so it's not, like Tori's right. She has been on the for a decade of challenges, like that is a lot. Not that she should be there yet, but I think she has potential. She just needs to win a couple more.
It's so hard because I think Ashley's up there too. So I don't know,
Really
maybe
do. Yeah.
that'd be a hard. But anyways, okay, I know we way backtracked, but I just saw that tweet.
That's okay. That's okay. Any other final thoughts before we wrap up here?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you everyone so much for tuning in, and we will see you soon.